faith is a living thing.
Tro är en levande ting.
You can't find faith in a book.
Du kan inte finna tro i en bok.
You can't find faith in a list of rules.
Du kan inte finna tro i en lista med regler.
Because it's a living thing.
För det är något som lever.
And because it's living, it has different dimensions to it.
Och för det lever så har det olika dimensioner vid sig.
How many of you would have liked to have been with the disciples when Jesus said to them, "O you of little faith"?
Hur många av dere hade likt att vara i samma med disciplerna när Jesus sa, "O hur lite tro du har"?
I sometimes feel that's where I am.
Skulle av och till att det där är det.
But clearly, when Jesus spoke to them about their little faith, he was expecting them to have bigger faith.
Men hver gang Jesus snakket til dem om lite tro, så hadde han en forventning til dem at de skulle få større tro.
Norlife has just installed a new oven.
Norlife har akkurat nå installert en ny ovn.
And I've been sitting admiring his new oven. It's a very smart oven. I'm sure it's a very efficient oven. It's a new oven. And the reason he has a new oven is because his old oven wasn't fit for the job.
Og grunnen til at han har en ny ovn er at den gamle passet ikke til det han skulle gjøre.
His old oven had worn out.
Den gamle var utsliten.
Life is like that.
Livet er sånn.
Whatever property you have,
uansett hva eiendom du har,
whatever washing machine, whatever clothes washer, whatever refrigerator you have, it will wear out.
Uansett hva slags oppvaskemaskin eller vaskemaskin eller kjøleskap du har, så vil det en dag bli slet ut.
In fact, the more you use it, the sooner it will run out.
Faktum er at det mer du bruker det, at det raskere vil det bli utslettet.
And in my experience, everything seemed to break down at the same time.
I min erfaring så er det sånn at alt ser ut til å bryte sammen på samme tid.
You didn't know whether to call out an engineer or cast out a demon. I didn't know whether to call an engineer or cast out a demon.
Jeg vet ikke om det kan skje om jeg skal få fat i en ingeniør eller så kaste ut en demon.
Everything wears out.
Alt blir utslitt.
And the more you use it, the quicker it wears out.
Og jo mer du bruker det, jo raskere skjer det.
Except for faith.
Utenom det som vi tror, ja.
Faith doesn't wear out.
Tro blir aldri utslitt.
In fact, the more you operate in faith, the more faith you experience.
Faktisk er det sånn at jo mer du opererer i tro, jo mer tro vil du erfare.
You and I may begin with the disciples to whom Jesus said, "You of little faith."
Mange av oss ville starte der, så blant de disiplene som Jesus sa til, det har så lite tro.
But if we have little faith, at least we have the opportunity of seeing it grow.
Men hvis vi har lite tro, så har vi i det minste en anledning til å se at den vokser.
God wants your faith to grow.
Gud vil at din tro skal vokse.
And the way faith grows,
måten tro, tro vokser på,
is by using it.
Det er ved å bruke det.
The disciples came to Jesus one day.
Disciplene kom til Jesus en dag.
And they said, "Lord, increase our faith."
Og de sa til Jesus, "Herre, øk vår tro."
You see, they'd watched Jesus at work. They were keen observers of everything he said and everything he did. And they come to this conclusion. God always uses this man. If he prays for somebody, they get healed.
Hvis han ber for noen, så blir de friske.
If he casts out a demon, that demon is gone.
Kast han ut en demon, så den demonen, forsvinner den demonen.
If he prays, his prayers are answered.
Hvis ber han, så blir han får han bønnesvar.
He moves in faith all the time.
Han beveger seg i tro hele tiden.
And if you want to grow in any gift,
og hvis du vil utvikle deg i uansett hva gaven skal være,
start spending time with somebody who moves in that gift.
Begynn å bruke tid med noen som faktisk fungerer i den gaven du ønsker å ha.
If you want to begin to prophesy,
hvis du ønsker å være en som begynner å profetere,
spend time with somebody who prophesies.
Bruk tid med noen som profeterer.
It will help you.
Det vil hjelpe deg.
That's how we encourage one another.
Det er sånn vi oppmuntrer hverandre.
We encourage one another by our mutual faith.
Vi oppmuntrer hverandre gjennom vår tro.
If you're looking to grow in faith, don't hang around with somebody who's full of doubt.
Hvis du ønsker å vokse i tro, så ikke kast tiden din vekk med folk som ikke har tro.
Don't go to your friend, oh, I'm struggling with unbelief.
Og ikke holdt det med deg som tviler og som hele tiden sier, åh, jeg strever sånn med vantro.
And then your friend says, not as much as I am.
Og vennen din sier da at, åh, ikke så mye som meg.
And we start digging a hole for ourselves.
Og så begynner vi å grave en grav for oss selv.
I can dig deeper than you can.
Jeg kan grave djupere enn du.
If I want to move in faith, I want to be with somebody who has faith.
Hvis jeg skal bevege meg i tro, så trenger jeg å være sammen med noen som har tro.
And Jesus, more than anybody else, moved in faith.
Og Jesus, mer enn noen annen, opererte.
So the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith.
Så lærersmennene sa, Herre, øk vår tro.
And Jesus said, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed,
og Jesus sa til dem at hvis de bare hadde tro som et sennepsfrø,
you would say to this mountain,
så kunne du tale til dette fjellet,
be removed and cast into the sea,
og så løft deg opp og kast deg i havet,
and it would happen.
Og det ville skje.
Wow.
Wow.
Mustard seed isn't much faith.
Oh, the sennepsfrø er ikke mye.
Little seed.
Et lite frø.
So I'd better start collecting mustard seeds.
So the best that they've been assembled for sennepsfrø.
I have a jar.
Jeg har en sånn her krukke.
And I'm going to write a label on my jar.
Jeg skal skrive en sånn merkelapp på.
Mustard seeds.
Sennepsfrø.
And every time I feel faith stirring in me,
og hver gang jeg kjenner at det er tro som reiser seg i meg,
I'm going to take that mustard seed and put it in my jar.
Så skal jeg ta det her sennepsfrø av tro og skal putte det opp i krukken.
When I'm in the meeting on a Sunday morning,
når jeg er på møte på søndagsmorgen, ja,
and the preacher preaches a message that stirs my heart,
og predikanten forkynner et budskap som rører ved hjertet mitt,
I find faith rising.
Så kjenner jeg at tro reiser seg i meg.
I'm going to take that mustard seed.
Og jeg skal ta det her sennepsfrø.
Put it in my jar.
Put that up in krukken.
And screw the lid up.
Og så er jeg lukket på.
I'm saving up my mustard seed.
Jeg skal samle på sennepsfrøene mine.
Before long I'm going to have a jar full of mustard seed.
Så en lang gang så skal jeg ha en krukke full av sånne sennepsfrø.
That's going to be big faith.
Da blir det mye tro.
We sing a new song.
Og vi synger en ny sang.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, det er fantastisk.
It just blesses me.
Og jeg velsigner meg så.
And the words of the song just cause faith to arise in my heart.
Og teksten i sangen får tro til å reise seg i hjertet mitt.
And I take that mustard seed.
Og så tar jeg det her sennepsfrøet.
And I put it in my mustard seed jar.
Og jeg putter det i sennepsfrøkrukken min.
Because one day I'm going to need big faith.
For en dag så trenger jeg stor tro.
So I'm going to save up all my mustard seeds for that big day.
Jeg skal samle alle mine sennepsfrø for den dagen.
Everything that has happened and created faith, I'm saving it, saving it, saving it.
Alt som skjer og skaper tro i meg, jeg samler på det, samler på det, samler på det.
That testimony, mustard seed.
Da vitnesbyrd du da.
That song, mustard seed.
Den sangen,
that preacher, mustard seed. I'm putting the seed in the jar, screwing the lid down, keeping it fresh.
Trykker de godt ned og så helt i ferske.
And then the big challenge comes.
Og så kommer den store utfordringen.
The moment I've been waiting for.
Øyeblikket jeg har ventet på.
The moment I need big faith.
Øyeblikket der jeg trenger den store tro.
I go to the shelf.
Og jeg går til hyllen min.
I take down the jar.
Jeg tar ned krukken.
But I haven't got the strength to unscrew the lid of the mustard jar.
Jeg har ingen styrke til å skru av korken.
Because I don't save up seeds of faith.
Fordi at jeg samler ikke opp frø av tro.
The way I cause my mustard seed faith to grow is to plant the mustard seed.
Måten å få sennepsfrø til å vokse på er til å plante det.
There's a clear principle in Scripture.
Det er et veldig klart prinsipp I Skriften.
In fact, it's a clear principle in nature.
Det er faktisk et klart prinsipp I naturen også.
What I sow, I will reap.
Det jeg sår, vil jeg høste.
And if I want my faith to grow,
og hvis jeg vil ha min tro til å vokse,
I have to start planting the faith that I have.
Så må jeg begynne å plante den tro som jeg har.
I have to start putting faith into action.
Jeg må begynne å sette tro ut I handling.
And when I read the New Testament, I discover that there were people who had little faith.
Når jeg leste Nye Testamentet, så oppdager jeg at det folk som hadde liten tro.
But there were also people who had much faith.
Men det også folk som hadde stor tro.
I find, for instance,
for eksempel,
that Paul writes to the Thessalonians.
Paulus skrev til Thessalonikerne.
And 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3.
I 2. Thessalonikerbrev kapittel 1 og vers 3.
He says to them, your faith is growing more and more.
Så sier han til dem at troen deres vokser mer og mer.
You and I have to be a people whose faith continually grows.
Jeg og deg trenger å være blant et folk, og vi trenger å være et folk der, som har tro som stadig vekst.
Faith grows by action.
Og tro vekst ved handling.
Jesus one day met a Roman soldier.
Jesus møtte en dag en romersk soldat.
And the Roman soldier wanted Jesus to heal his servant.
Og soldaten han ønsket at Jesus skulle komme og helbrede tjeneren hans.
But he said to Jesus, you know, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house.
Men han sa til Jesus at jeg ikke er verdig at du kommer inn under mitt tak.
If you just speak the word, I know my servant will be healed.
Hvis du bare taler et ord, så vet jeg at tjeneren min vil bli frisk.
He said, because I also am a man under authority.
Han sier, jeg også en mann under autoritet.
And I say to this servant, come, and he comes.
Sier til denne tjeneren, kom, så kommer.
I say to that servant, go, and he goes.
Sier til denne andre tjeneren, gå, så går han.
Because I am a man under authority.
For det jeg en mann under autoritet.
And Jesus was amazed.
Jesus var forbløffet.
He said, I haven't seen such great faith in the whole of Israel.
Han sa, jeg har ikke engang sett så stor tro I hele Israel.
This man had great faith.
Denne mann hadde stor tro.
Because he understood how the purposes of God work.
For at han forstod hvordan Guds hensikt fungerte.
He didn't say to Jesus, I am a man with authority.
Han sa ikke, jeg en mann med autoritet.
He was a man under authority.
Han sa, jeg en mann under autoritet.
And so when he spoke,
så når han talte,
it was as if Caesar in Rome had spoken.
Så var det som om Caesar, keiseren I Roma hadde talt.
And what he said had to happen.
Og det han sa, måtte skje.
And of course that's exactly how Jesus operated.
Og det selvsagt sånn Jesus opererte.
Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing.
Jesus sa, jeg gjør bare det jeg ser Faderen gjøre.
I only say what I hear the Father say.
Jeg sier bare det jeg hører Faderen si.
And when you and I bring ourselves under the authority of Christ,
og når jeg og deg bringer oss selv inn under Jesu Kristi autoritet,
when we believe that Jesus truly is King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
når vi I sannhet tror at Jesus både kongenes konge og herrenes herre,
when we have seen what Jesus wants to do,
når vi har sett hva Jesus ønsker å gjøre I en situasjon,
when we've understood what Jesus wants to say,
når vi har forstått hva Jesus ønsker å si,
and then we do it and say it,
og vi gjør det og sier det,
things will have to happen,
så må ting skje,
because that's operating in Bible faith.
For at det å operere I bibelsk tro.
It's not me trying to be strong.
Det ikke meg som prøver å være sterk.
It's me obeying Jesus.
Det meg som lyder Jesus.
And when we do that, when we put the will of God into operation, then signs and wonders and miracles will begin to manifest themselves. And in that way, our faith is growing more and more. Jesus is looking for a people who are filled with faith. Do you remember when in Acts chapter 6, the Greek widows are not being fed as much as the Hebrew widows?
Husker du i Apostelgjerningene 6, der en situasjon der de greske enkene ikke blir gitt tilstrekkelig, eller de får ikke den samme mengden mat og sånne ting utdelt som de hebraiske enkene?
There's something going wrong with the system.
Det et eller annet i systemet som ikke fungerer.
And so they complain to the apostles.
Så de klager til apostlene.
And the apostle says, well, this is what you must do. Choose some men to oversee this operation. And one of the men they chose was called Stephen. And it says, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith.
Og det står at de valgte Stefanus, en mann full av tro.
I think that's a wonderful expression.
Full of faith.
Everything about him spoke of faith.
Alt med han talte i tro.
Everything he did demonstrated faith.
Alt han gjorde demonstrerte tro.
Every word he spoke sounded like faith.
Alt han sa hørtes ut som tro.
You and I can be men and women like that.
Jeg og deg kan være menn og kvinner sånn som han.
You and I can think faith.
Jeg og deg kan tenke tro.
You and I can speak faith.
Jeg og deg kan tale tro.
You and I can act faith.
Du og meg, vi kan handle i tro.
We can be full of faith.
Vi kan være fulle av tro.
That's what God wants.
Det er Gud vil.
It's his great desire for his people.
Det har store ønsker for sitt folk.
A faithful people.
A trofast folk.
And a faithful people who demonstrate faith in all that they do.
Og et trofast folk som demonstrerer tro i alt som de gjør.
The writer to the Hebrews,
forfatteren til Hebreerbrevet,
has in chapter 11 a great list of the heroes of faith.
Har i kapittel 11 en lang liste over trushelter.
Men and women who achieved great things because they believed God.
Menn og kvinner som oppnådde store ting fordi de trodde Gud.
You and I believe the faith.
Jeg og deg, vi tror. Ja, vi tror på troen.
We have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Vi har trodd på Herren Jesus Kristus.
But that is just an introduction to an ongoing life of faith.
Men så det en introduktion til et sånn stadig pågående trosliv.
And God wants us to grow in our faith.
Og Gud vil at vi husker at Gud vil vi skal da stadig vokse i vår tro.
God wants you to do exploits.
Gud vil at du skal gjøre framsteg.
God wants you to see prayers answered.
Gud vil at du skal se bønner besvart.
God wants you to see your fellowship increase.
Gud vil at du skal se at da fellesskapet som du er en del av vokser.
God wants you to see you praying for the sick and experiencing healing.
Gud vil at du skal, når du ber for de syke, skal se at du får erfare at jeg blir helbredet.
I know that because the Bible is very clear that faith grows.
Jeg vet da, for at Bibelen veldig klar på at tro noe som vekst.
And faith grows by actioning what faith we have.
Og tro vekst ved handling på den tro som vi har.
The more we use our faith, the greater it becomes.
At det mer vi bruker vår tro, jo større tro får.
You can't wear it out.
Du kan aldri slite det ut.
you can't use up your portion and have no more left.
Du kan aldrig bruka upp din del och så inte ha något mer.
God wants it ongoingly to be invested and to return its increase.
Gud vill att du stadigt ska att du stadigt ska handla efter och så ska det då komma tillbaka till dig stadigt mer.
What we discover in the Bible,
när man uppdagar det, va,
is a people who began in faith,
är att folk som började i tro
and continued in faith,
och fortsatte i tro,
who by faith were transformed and made new,
som vid tro blev förvandlade och gjort nya,
and constantly experienced the blessing of God through the operation of their faith.
Och hela tiden så erfarte de välsignelsen ifrån Gud via att de handlade i tro.
We discovered that the preachers could look out on the congregation and see somebody there who had faith to be healed.
Men jag husker Paulus, han var i en församling och förkynt, och där såg han en man där som han kunde se hade tro till att bli helbredd.
And administer that healing.
Och så han då besåg den helbredelsen där.
Do you remember when Peter and John are going to the temple to worship?
Du husker när Peter och Johannes går upp till templet för att be.
And there is a lame man at the gate. And he's looking with expectation to receive something.
Och han ser på det med förväntning om att få något.
And Peter and John stop in front of him.
Och Johannes och Peter stoppar rätt framför honom.
And they say to him, look at us.
Och de säger till honom, se på oss.
Look at us.
Se på oss.
I don't have any silver or any gold.
Men har ingen guld och ingen sølv.
But such as I have, I give to you.
Men det jeg har, gir jeg deg.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk.
I Jesu Kristi Nazareans navn, stå opp og gå.
And they took him by the hand.
Og de tok han i hånden.
Lifted him up.
Løft han opp.
And strength came into his legs.
Og styrke kom i beina.
And he went walking and leaping and praising God into the temple.
Og han gikk og han hoppte omkring og priste Gud i tempelet.
And a great multitude gathered to see what was going on. What was this noise? What was this shouting? What was happening?
Det var en stor folkemengde som samlet seg for å se hva var alt dette her oppstyret og bråket og ropene og for noe.
And Peter takes that opportunity to share the good news with the gospel.
Og Peter, han tar denne linjen på strak arm til å forkynne evangeliet i gode nyheter om Jesus.
It's interesting. He said to the man at the gate, look at us.
Det er veldig interessant forresten at han sier til mannen ved porten, se på oss.
But he said to the crowd who'd gathered, why are you looking at us?
Men når han snakket med folkemengden, sa han, hvorfor ser du på oss?
It's not our power, it's not our holiness that has achieved this.
Det er ikke vår kraft og vår hellighet som oppnår ting.
This has happened because of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Dette skjedde på grunn av tro på Herren Jesus Kristus.
This miracle.
Dette miraklet.
This sign, this wonder, this manifestation of divine power has happened among us because of faith in the name of Jesus. Active faith. Living faith. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ to receive those things that we so desperately need.
Trodde på Herren Jesus Kristus for å ta imot den som er så desperat om.
The whole ministry of Jesus is described like this by Peter to the household of Cornelius.
Hele Jesus' tjeneste er beskrevet på denne måten av Peter til Cornelius' sitt hus.
He said, you've heard about Jesus.
Han sier, du har hørt om Jesus.
He went around doing good.
Han gikk omkring og gjorde godt.
And healing all who were oppressed of the devil.
Og helbredde alle som var undertrykt av djevelen.
Because God was with him.
Fordi Gud var med ham.
Jesus demonstrated the love and the power of God.
Jesus demonstrerte Guds kjærlighet og Guds kraft.
And Jesus said to his disciples.
Og Jesus sa til disiplene sine.
When he was preparing to go back to the Father.
Når han var klar til å dra tilbake til Fader.
he said, the works that I do, you shall do also.
Han sa at de gjerninger jeg har gjort, skal det også gjøre.
And greater works than these.
Og større gjerninger enn disse.
Because I am going to the Father.
Fordi jeg går til Fader.
When he rose from the dead,
når han stod fra de døde,
and appeared to his disciples for 40 days,
og viste seg for disiplene sine I 40 dager,
eating with them,
han åt med dem,
teaching them things about the kingdom of God. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. There was going to be a people of power and a people of faith who really believed that Jesus had conquered death, who really believed that Jesus was sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, who really believed Jesus answered prayer, who really believed that Jesus worked miracles. They were a people of unshakable faith.
They were a folk with a urokkelig tro.
They could say, like Paul on that boat facing shipwreck, I believe God.
De kunne si som Paulus sa når de leste skipbrudd, jeg tror på Gud.
You see, they believed that God's grace and God's power was greater than the circumstance in which they found themselves.
De trodde at Guds kraft alltid var større enn de omstendigheter som de fant seg selv I.
It's not that they ignored the circumstance.
Det var ikke det at de ignorerte omstendighetene.
Standing on the deck of a boat that's being tossed around by the waves and the wind.
Å stå på deck på en båt som blir kastet hit og dit av bølger og av vind.
Would be very difficult to ignore.
Ville være veldig vanskelig å late som om du var annerledes enn sånn som situasjonen var.
Paul didn't stand on the deck.
Paulus stod ikke på dekket og sveier.
And say, what a beautiful day.
For en fantastisk dag.
Oh, what lovely sunshine.
Oh, for en fantastisk solskin.
What a wonderful time to have a cruise.
For en fantastisk tid å ha cruise på.
No, this boat was going to sink.
Nei, båten var fan må synke.
And he understood that.
Han forstod det.
But his faith saw beyond the immediate into God's wonderful provision.
Men hans tro så forbi det som var øyeblikkelig her og nå. Og inn I det som Gud ville forsørge.
The Apostle Paul uses some strange language.
Paulus han bruker, han sier ting på en rar måte.
He says, we do not look at the things that are seen, but at the things that are unseen.
Han sier at vi ser ikke på det som synlig, men på det som usynlig.
How many of you have discovered, since you started reading the Bible, that there are some strange things in the Bible?
Hvor mange av dere som har oppdaget etter du begynte å lese Bibelen at det en del rare ting der?
Yeah, there are some odd things in the Bible. Sometimes, what you mustn't do, don't read the Bible religiously.
En ting du ikke må gjøre, ikke lese Bibelen religiøst.
Read the Bible and find all the jokes.
Les Bibelen og finn alle vitsene som der.
Read the Bible and find all the odd bits.
Les Bibelen og finn alle.
See, for instance, Paul says this to the Ephesian believers. He says, I want you to know the love of God. I want you to know how deep and how wide and how high is the love of Christ.
Jeg vil at jeg skal kjenne høyden og dybden og lengden og bredden av Kristi kjærlighet.
And to know this love that surpasses knowledge.
Og kjenne den kjærligheten som ingen kan kjenne.
Now just think about that for a moment. Don't go all religious and think what a wonderful verse. Just think about that for a moment. He's saying, I want you to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. What he's saying is, I want you to know what it is impossible for you to know. When the writer of the Hebrews in chapter 11, the passage on faith, speaks about Moses, he says Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible.
Det var som om han såg den usynlige.
Now you see, you can't see the invisible. That's why it's invisible.
Det var därför det är usynligt.
When I was a little boy, there used to be a program on the television that I enjoyed very much. It was called The Invisible Man. And the only time you knew that the invisible man was present was when you saw a hat float across the screen. Or a pipe going across the only way you knew the invisible man was there was if he had a scarf round his neck and the scarf moved across. Because the whole point is, you can't see the invisible man. Because he is invisible. But the Bible says Moses saw him who is invisible. But you can't do that. Paul says, I want you to know what it's impossible for you to know. You see, that's why we move into the area of faith. By faith we see what you can't see. By faith we understand what you can't understand. The writer to the Hebrews says this. By faith, we understand that the worlds were made by the word of God. I'm glad he didn't say, by faith we believe that the worlds were made by the word of God. By faith, we understand. I couldn't carry on a debate or an argument with an astrophysicist.
Jag kunde aldrig ha tagit upp en sån debatt med en astrofysiker.
About how the world came into being.
Om hur jorden började existera och sånt.
But I understand more than he does.
Men likaväl så förstår jag mer än han förstår.
Because by faith I understand.
För det att vi tror förstår jag.
By faith I see the invisible.
Vi tror så ser jag den osynliga.
By faith I know the unknowable. So Paul says to the church, we don't look at the things that are seen, but at the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporary. And the things that are not seen are eternal.
Men det usynliga ting är eviga.
Faith enables us to focus on eternal things.
Tro istansätter oss till att fokusera på det eviga och det usynliga.
In fact, Paul explains it by putting it like this.
Paulus han säger det så här.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Med leve ved tro og ikke ved syn.
That's how we live. It's not that we ignore the circumstance, the problem, or the challenge. It's right there in front of us. But we see beyond it by faith. And we find security and peace in what we see beyond the issue.
Og vi finner sikkerhet og fred i det som bak sakene.
Back in the book of Kings,
tilbake i kongebøkene,
there's an outstanding prophet called Elisha.
Det er en fantastisk profet som heter Elisha.
And he worked many miracles and signs.
Han gjorde veldig mange mirakler og tegn.
And one of the things he did was warn the king of Israel that a foreign king was going to try and kidnap him and capture him.
En av de tingene han gjorde var at han advarte Israelskongen imot at en fremmed konge kom snikende for å prøve å ta han til fange.
So every time the foreign king made a plan,
så hver eneste gang denne fremmede kongen hadde lagt en plan,
Elisha knew about it and warned his king.
Så visste Elisha da, og han advarte Israelskongen.
So the foreign king said,
so then the famine king said,
if I'm going to catch Israel's king, I better catch the prophet first. So he sent an army to capture the prophet.
So han sendte en armé for å ta til fange profeten.
And the prophet is living in a town called Dothan.
So then the prophet då Elisha han bor i en by som heter Dothan.
And he has a servant with him.
Og han har en tjener med seg.
And in the morning, the servant goes out of the house. I guess he's going to go down to the shop to buy the newspaper. And he looks and sees that something strange in the hills. He can see the sun shining on spears. Shields.
Og skjold.
Their house is surrounded by an army.
Huset er omringet av en hær.
And he says, oh!
Han sier, oh!
Elisha, we're in big trouble.
Elisha, vi har store problemer her.
Oh, there's an army out here.
Det er en hær utenfor.
And the old prophet,
gamle profeten,
he says, Lord,
han sa, Herre,
open this young man's eyes.
Åpne en unge manns øyne.
Well, his eyes couldn't have been more open. They were like cartoon eyes coming out on springs. You know? But God opened the young man's eyes. And all around the prophet of God were the fiery chariots of God.
Og hele veien rundt profeten så var Guds ildvogne og ild.
He could suddenly see the invisible.
Han kunne endelig se, eller plutselig så kunne han se den usynlige.
He could see what couldn't be seen.
Han kunne se det som ikke kunne bli sett.
And the prophet said to him,
og profeten sa til ham,
greater are they that are with us than they that are with them.
Og profeten sa, flere er de som er med oss.
You need eyes of faith to see beyond the things that oppose you. To see beyond the things that threaten you. To see beyond the things that frighten you. You need to see the eternal truths. Do you remember what Paul prayed for the Ephesian believers? He said, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that you may know the hope to which he has called you. Brothers and sisters, we are a people of faith. And our faith has brought us together, because we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe the faith. And because we believe the faith, we walk by faith. And our faith gives us the ability to pray and to see signs and wonders and miracles.
Og tro, det gir oss evne til å be og se tegn og under og mirakel.
And as we begin to lead to use the little bit of faith we have, so that faith grows and produces more seed for us to plant.
Og når vi begynner å aktivisere og bruke den lille tro som vi har, så vil tro vokse i vår liv.
And so we learn to live on a different level.
Så lærer vi etter hvert å leve på et annet nivå.
We're different from the rest of the world.
Vi annerledes enn resten av folk i verden.
We're a people of faith and a people of eternity.
Vi et folk som folk av tro og et folk som har evighetsperspektiv.
We can hear things other people cannot hear.
Vi kan høre det som andre ikke hører.
We can see things other people cannot see.
Vi kan se det andre ikke ser.
And those are the real things of this world.
Det vi ser de reelle tingene i verden.
They are the eternal things.
Og det de evige tingene.
And so we learn to walk by faith and not by sight.
Så vi lærer å vandre i tro og ikke i syn.
Because we know
fordi vi vet
that God has an eternal purpose
fordi vi vet at Gud har en evig hensikt
that he will achieve through us.
Som han vil oppnå gjennom oss.
That God has an eternal purpose that will come to pass in this world.
Gud har en evig hensikt som vil komme til å skje i denne verden.
And although when we look out on the world it may not seem like it right now.
Når vi ser utover verden så ser det kanskje ikke sånn ut akkurat nå.
The truth is this.
Men sannheten er dette.
His kingdom will come.
Hans rike vil komme.
His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Hans vilje vil skje på jord som den skjer i himmelen.
There's going to come a cry from heaven. That says the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Velkommen røst i fremmen som sier at kongeriket på jord har tilfalt vår Gud for evig.
I've seen that.
Jeg har sett det.
And it's more real than the political situation and the economic situation in our world today.
Det er mer reelt enn den politiske og den økonomiske situasjonen i verden i dag.
I'm very impressed by all the gadgets that I've come across in Norway. It's a gadget. That's a gadget.
Jeg er veldig imponert av alle de her opptakerne som finnes i Norge.
All the advanced technology. It's awe-inspiring.
All den her avanserte teknologien som imponerer.
The greatest piece of technology I have is a pen.
Den største teknologien jeg har greia på, det er en pen.
I can't work any of this stuff. It frightens me.
Jeg kan ikke bruke sånne ting. Det skremmer meg.
I had a computer.
Jeg hadde en PC, en datamaskin.
And it got stolen from my office.
Og så ble den stjålet fra kontoret.
And it had been gone for 3 weeks before I realized someone had taken it.
Og vekk i 3 weeks før jeg oppdaget at noen hadde tatt den.
I'm not good with gadgets.
Jeg ikke god med sånne greier.
I was trying on this computer. I was in my office. My son had an office just down the corridor. And I thought I need to turn this computer on. And I've forgotten how to do it. So I called my son. I said, can you turn this computer on for me? So like a son who honors his father, he looks at but he turned the computer on for me. And I managed to do the little bit of work I had to do. And then I realized I didn't know how to turn it off. So I called him again. I said, can you turn this off for me? And see, this is what he did. This is why I know it's not my fault. He said, this is what you have to do. Watch, he said. Watch me, and I'll show you what you have to do. And he pressed a button that said, start.
Och så tryckte han på en knapp där han stod start.
Whoever thought that to turn something off you had to press a button that said start.
Kan jag bara kunde alltså slå något av så måste du trycka på en knapp där han stod start.
I need a button that said stop.
Jag behöver en knapp där han stod stopp.
No wonder I'm confused. But I had years ago when I first began to explore the world of computers.
För många år sedan när jag första gången prövade och liksom utforska den världen med computer.
I spilt a cup of coffee over the keyboard.
Så måste jag en kopp kaffe över tastaturen.
It wasn't a good thing to do. Now I still am totally ignorant about computers. But back in those days I had the next best thing. I had a friend who was an expert. So I telephoned him. I said, John, I think I've done something wrong.
Så John, jag tror jag har gjort något galet här.
And I told him what had happened.
Och så berättade jag vad som hade
hänt. He said, I'll come and sort it out.
Och så ska jag komma och ordna upp.
So he came and fixed this computer.
Han kom och fixade PC:n.
And this will tell you how long ago it was. It was a long, long time ago.
Jag ska berätta dig hur länge det här är sedan.
He said, "Well, I've mended your keyboard. I've done this, all these things that need to be done, and I have put a screen saver program on your computer."
Och så sa han att jag har nog fixat och uppe det som faktiskt görs. Och så jag satt på en sån här skärmsparare på PC:n.
Oh, I got a screen saver program.
Oh, jag tänkte jag har fått en sån här skärmsparare på.
I had no idea what that was. So he showed me this screensaver.
Så han visste mig vad den skärmspararen
var. And remember, this is years and years ago.
Det här är år sedan.
So this screensaver is like stars coming towards you. Do you remember that? Stars coming out of the screen. I loved it. It was my favorite game on the computer. To sit and watch, and I pretended I was Captain Kirk.
Hey, I also remember Captain Kirk or soap on the house.
Yeah, warp speed. I was flying my rocket ship through space. But he explained to me why this screensaver was so important. He said, if you have text on the screen, and maybe you go to answer the telephone and you're there a long time, or knowing you just go and leave it for a long time, that text will burn itself onto the screen. You'll still be able to use the computer, but everything you look at, you will see it through the ghost of those words on the screen.
Ja, så vill du, själv om du är bara stolt att bruka en datamaskin, så vill du se liksom allt som sker genom det här spökelsesbokstaven och så vidare.
Well, of course, I didn't want that to happen.
Sure, så vill inte att det skulle ske.
Not on my computer.
Inte på min PC.
But I did want it to happen on my eyes.
Men jag skulle önska att det skedde på ögonen mina.
I wanted the truth of God to be indelibly printed on my eyes.
Jag skulle önska att Guds ord alltid kunde vara fastbrant på ögonen.
So that everything I looked at, I saw it through God's promise. I saw it through God's purpose. I saw it through the eyes of faith. I want you to know and to understand that you're a people of faith. There's nothing out there that can stop you achieving the purposes of God. When you determine to walk by faith and not by sight.
Og du fast bestemt på å vandre I tro og ikke I syn.
I'd like to pray for you.
Jeg vil be for deg. For deg.
Father, I want to thank you for my brothers and sisters. I want to thank you that they have come to the faith. That they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you that they have embarked on the adventure of faith. Pursuing your purpose in their generation. Seeking to obey you in all that they do. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your blessing will be upon them. That you will lead them from one success to another. I pray that they may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that the works of their faith will ever increase. And that in everything they do, the Lord Jesus will be glorified. Bless them, Father, I pray. And make them a blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Wonderful teaching.
Han fortjener en skikkelig god applaus.
Ja!
I've really been looking forward to this night.
When
we heard that Tony was in Norway and that he maybe would come, I was very excited. And I'm not disappointed in any way.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Vi har jo møte på søndag. Ja, står det.